morning, New Mexico, and welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company on Cordova Road and streaming on the web at ksfr.org. We're also podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show whenever you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services. And you can also subscribe to the show on iTunes. Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming to the almost to the end of our second week fundraising, and the number for the pledge line is 428-1393, and we've got a report from the control room.
Yes, we do, and you know what?
What?
You did so well yesterday, I just hope you can do as well today. We are a little bit slow this morning. We're not stopped by any means, but we're a little bit slow. We need a boost. And that's what Mary Charlotte's all about.
Well, that is what we are all about. I am about a boost.
High energy woman.
Well, especially when it comes to animals, which is what we're going to be talking about in just a moment. Don't touch that dial, ladies and gentlemen.
I'll be right here.
428-1393 is the number. And we're going to say something which we've said before. We'll say it again. The reason to support listener-supported KSFR Public Radio is because you are a listener, and therefore, just simply by virtue of logic, listener-supported means that you support the station. 428-1393 is the way you do it. You make a call, you make a pledge within your means, and for those of you who haven't been listening lately, during our pledge drive, it's the time where not only do we ask you to make a contribution to something which is otherwise free all year long, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, it's also a time when you can comment on what you think about the show, what you think about the station, what do you think about particular shows, particular people, and we really listen to the comments. We have a wonderful young woman who's been on the show who is a jeweler named Emanuela Aureli, and she just walked into the baking company about 5 seconds ago, handed me a pair of spiral copper earrings, and said, "You may give these away on the program." So I would like to give them away to the first person who calls 428-1393. They're very beautifully crafted. They're sort of a copper spiral shape, and they have their post earrings. The first person who makes a contribution of $75 to KSFR, the trick is you have to come down to the baking company sometime around the hour of 9 o'clock, between 9 and 9:30, when I'll be here. Actually, I'll be here till 10. And make a contribution. You can write me a check or whatever. So that is our first gift of the day. We also have many other gifts that you can talk to our volunteers on the phone about, because we want to make it easy and fun for you. My favorite this year is the KSFR Canvas Tote Bag, which you can use to eliminate the question, paper or plastic, from your life forever. 428-1393. You get the KSFR tote bag. You are able to buy your groceries, put them in the bag, reuse it, and tell people that you are a public radio listener. So, 428-1393, beautiful copper earrings, tote bag, above all, public radio itself, which is why we ask you to give, is because you like this programming, you like this station, you want to be part of it, and you support it. So, if you are calling from out of area, the number is 866-907-5737. That's 1-866-907-KSFR. So you don't even have to make a long-distance call. You can take that extra 25 cents and put it toward your gift to KSFR. We so appreciate the many people who have already called. If you haven't yet, please do it now, because we want to get it over with, go back to our regular programming, and we thank you in advance. So, I would like now to welcome Maria Franco Tapia and Brad Nelson. They are with a group called Heifer International. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
Good morning, Mary Charlotte.
Great. How are you today?
Good, good. It's great to have you, and thank you for getting up so very early, driving up all the way from Albuquerque. What is Heifer International? It's an organization that I had heard of because their catalog landed in my mailbox one day. But tell us what this organization does.
Mary Charlotte, Heifer International is a nonprofit humanitarian organization that works to end hunger and poverty and care for the earth. We've been in existence since 1944. A man who had a vision named Dan West in 1938 went to the Spanish Civil War and saw the conflict on both sides of the war. And he was a relief worker. And he was in charge of ladling the milk into the bowls of the victims of that war. And he just decided, you know what, we've got to do more of a long-term solution than just the short-term. He went back to the States and decided that heifers were the way to go, and started shipping heifers to the other parts of the world. The first shipment happened in 1944 to Puerto Rico with 18 cows, and that's how heifer started.
And so now it's about giving cows to people all over the world?
Cows, and the term livestock is used very loosely at heifer. We deal with more than 30 types of animals, from honeybees to heifers to llamas to water buffaloes, many animals, just depending on what area we're working in.
So how does it actually work? What parts of the world do you work in? Brad Nelson, you just got back from Rwanda.
Yes, I did, on a study tour trip. And study tour trips give people the opportunity to go and see firsthand the work we do in the field and interact with our project partners, which is incredibly important to get that firsthand experience.
And so you were in Africa, you were where else?
Just Rwanda, and this was my first trip overseas with Heifer International. And we interacted with 14 different farmers, went to their homes, visited with them, saw their zero grazing pens, which is a way of us of taking care of the environment. We corral the animals, there's an exercise area, and we actually bring the fodder, the feed for the animal to the animal in the zero grazing pen. It increases milk yield. A lot of farmers that we're working with overseas have very limited area, so space is very much of a premium, and some phenomenal things come out of it. We talk about the 7 M's that animal provides for the poor, or our community partners, and milk, muscle, meat, motivation, materials, manure, which they use for crop yields. So a lot of great things come out of it. Folks had an incredible impact on these families. People that literally didn't have anything, or their kids are going to school, they're well fed, they have shoes on their feet, new roofs, new homes, from the selling of excess milk. So
just the selling of excess milk?
Selling of excess milk and materials and other things that come out of it. Primarily in this case, it was excess milk in this case. They use Jersey cows from South Africa, and they produce about 4 gallons of milk a day.
So this is one of the ethics of this organization, is that when an animal reproduces, they pass the animal on to other people who need it.
That's right. We have cornerstones. And the first cornerstone is the pass-on gift. So when a recipient receives a living loan, which is their animal, then they promise to pass on the first offspring to another needy family that is waiting for one. So that is the pass-on. We have many pass-on ceremonies, and they're wonderful to be part of, and they happen all around the world, here in the U.S. as well. But we give the livestock, but along with the livestock, Mary Charlotte, we also give the training. So we train our recipients in how to manage the livestock, how to the basic animal husbandry skills. We want them to realize that these animals are very important, and they soon do realize that this is a part of their family, not just an animal.
Are these people who have a livestock tradition in their families, in their villages?
Yes, for the most part, it is. It's something that is very important to them. Either they grew up with it, or they're in an area where farming is very critical. This is small-scale farming that we help. So we go into the most impoverished communities that you can think of, and those are the ones that first receive animals. So we have that strategy. We want to make sure that right now we educate the public on what our work is, because out in the rural areas, we are the most popular organization.
Is that right?
Yeah, we're pretty popular.
Well, I suppose if somebody shows up with animals, you're going to be well-loved.
We are very well loved, because not only do we show up with the best kind of animal for that family, but we show up ready to train them. We show up ready to change their lives.
So the reason I had heard of this organization in the first place was that I got a catalog once, I think it was at Christmas time, that said that instead of giving somebody a whatever, you know, pair of new slippers for Christmas, you can give them an animal, but the animal goes to somebody who really needs it. Does the person, let's say I buy you a gift of a goat for somebody, then do I correspond with that person? Do I hear from them? I mean, what happens next? Is there a relationship that's built?
No, there isn't. Because we work in, we've been in 125 countries. Currently here in the USA, we have 88 projects alone. we have helped 9.5 million families. So it's a little hard to make that connection. But we do offer, like you had said, the opportunity for donors to buy that tangible gift. It's an animal or a share of an animal, and it goes to that pot, that certain, you know, goat pot or pig pot. Or, and that gift does go to a family waiting for that certain animal. And it is, it's tremendous, not only the help, the healing, the hope that we give, but it's that dignity that comes along with that gift. So the person, the donor who's giving that gift, gives much more than just the animal.
We're talking about Heifer International with Maria Franco Tapia and Brad Nelson. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, to call 428-1393 while you are listening to the radio. And if you're driving in your car, please use your
handless.
Hands-free headset. Well, I hope that nobody is headless today. I feel a little headless myself at times. 428-1393 is the number. 428-1393. And we have this very beautiful pair of earrings that our very kind donor just brought in. So if you want them, please be the first to actually call the number and claim them. And then you can come down to the baking company between 9 and 10 today. So there's more to this also than giving the gifts of the animals. There's a whole gender equality piece to the organization. How does that work?
Well, for example, the group we visited in Africa is called the Muhazi Women's Dairy and Horticulture Project. A lot of these women were disenfranchised. Many of them had been infected by the HIV virus during the 1994 genocide.
Heavens.
And there are Tutsis and the Hutu conflict back in that time. So for us to reach out to this very disenfranchised group of the population, we kind of target these women groups. And so we try to empower them, and in tremendous amount of things come out of these projects. There's a lot of stories about women's groups in Nepal also, where they become, it empowers them. They have become more of a voice in their communities. They become more of the decision maker. I know in Uganda, for example, I think it was illegal for them or against the tribal laws for them to own land at one time. That's gradually changing because of things of these types of projects. So it's very much an empowering type of a program targeted towards women.
And there's also, which often goes with the women's empowerment piece, there's the micro-enterprise projects.
Heifer really tries to come up not just with our cornerstones, that which is pass on the gift, spirituality, accountability. All these are go beyond just receiving the animal, like I said before. Training is vital. It's critical. If we are talking about being self-reliant and helping communities, whole communities, Mary Charlotte, to become self-reliant, then we need to think beyond just the animal and the training. A lot of that is very critical. So the initiatives that Heifer has are components that are vital. Gender equity, animal well-being, micro-enterprise, like you mentioned, the youth initiative. Those are areas that are in need. The HIV, AIDS initiative.
What's the young people's initiative, the youth initiative?
We are trying to educate our young to live off the land, to know how to grow vegetables, to understand animal husbandry, to be proud of being a farmer. We don't want to lose that. There's less than 2% of people who make up farmers here in the U.S. That's pretty scary, don't you think? So we want to make sure that the youth initiative within Heifer, that we concentrate on that.
What are your projects in the United States? At first I thought this was only in foreign countries and not here.
Right, that's what we hear a lot, and that's why it's important that we have a New Mexico group here. I couldn't do it without a wonderful group here, a volunteer group in New Mexico, to enhance the presence of Heifer and to educate people about the projects here in the U.S. We have 88 projects, like I said before, and in New Mexico alone we have 4, meaning that we have pockets of poverty everywhere, including the U.S. So we want to hit those pockets of poverty and give them those opportunities like we give those opportunities to other parts of the world.
So you will go to some part of New Mexico with a cow in a trailer?
We will show up with more than just a cow because we help whole communities. We go into an entire community and we don't just help one person. We want to make sure that that entire community has that opportunity to have self-reliance as an opportunity for life later on. So we will show up and the community will meet with us and we will start strategizing on what animal is going to help them out, what is in their culture, what is the cornerstone that's really important to them. We want to make sure that these families work together. Some of them have never had a checking account, a savings account. They've never had any opportunities that we in regular life take for granted. Some of these families don't even have running water, believe it or not, Mary Charlotte. Here in the U.S., we have some people that don't have electricity. So we want to help that entire community. And so they become a group. And then within that group, they receive those animals and work together, meet together, and they bond.
It's always, when I hear about people doing work like this, I always wonder how you initiate those relationships in the first place. I mean, you know, here come the people we don't know, and they want to help us. You know, how do you actually start?
It's a little different with Heifer, because we're the ones that get the requests. The requests come to Heifer, and we get many requests.
Oh, okay.
And we want to make sure that we're not the ones out there, because we want them to be the initiators for this.
So they have to write to you and, what, fill out an application or something?
Yes, it's a proposal. I mean, it's an extensive and a commitment. Sometimes they even have to wait up to a year, year and a half to receive an animal because they want to be able to prepare the pen, prepare the land, prepare themselves, be trained even before receiving the animal.
So how do they hear about you?
Through friends and referrals and mouth, the word of mouth, and they see other communities succeeding, and then they want to be in on it. You can go into a community and see a heifer community thriving and prospering, and then you go into another community who were not there yet, and then they come to us and say, well, we want to be like them. You know, can you help us out to be like them? So
it really does work.
It does.
And so does KSFR, which is why you should call right now, 428-1393, 428-1393. Brad Nelson, you're up here all the way from Little Rock, Arkansas.
Yes, ma'am.
That's where Heifer International is based?
That's the headquarters.
How did you get into this work yourself?
I was a Peace Corps volunteer in Dominican Republic, and that kind of opened the whole door towards this whole philanthropic career path. And then I worked for a relief charity down in Florida for 11 years, did a lot of work in Haiti and Nicaragua, in Jamaica, and then I heard about an opening at Heifer and came on board about 3 years ago.
So you've been in Spanish-speaking dancing countries.
Yes, I have. And actually, my wife is from Santo Domingo. So I went back to school to get a degree in Spanish. I got tired of communicating at the caveman level with my in-laws, who don't speak a lot of English. So that was my big incentive to get my degree.
Felicitaciones.
Ah, gracias.
So there is a fair, Heifer International Global Fair that you are participating in this coming weekend. I guess it's tomorrow from 9:30 to 4:30 on the grounds of the Manal School in Albuquerque. What's going to be happening?
Besides lots? I'm just kidding. Yes, we have lots of things going on tomorrow from 9:30 to 4:30. We are inviting the public to come and join us. We're really wanting to inform the public, give them an opportunity to see Heifer at work in an educational kind of way.
And you're going to have animals.
We're going to have live animals. We're going to have a mini Global Village exhibit, meaning that it's a three housing structure. One of them is from Uganda, one of them is from Ecuador, and the other one is from Thailand. So you can learn about those countries. You can also learn about the U.S., and we'll have project partners, recipients that we have given animals to, they will be there on hand also to share about their experiences.
And there's all sorts of things. It's like going back a century, weaving, canning, roping, shearing.
That's right. We're going to have canning demonstrations, sheep shearing demonstrations. We'll have fun stuff like the flamenco dancers and bands. So the regular fun stuff that you'll find in a fair with a twist of very unique type of educational fair as well. We want you to just go and have fun, lots of food, lots of fun stuff, lots of people to talk to. We're even having movies, Heifer movies, all day from 9:30 to 4:30, run constantly. So you can go into the theater, the auditorium, and just catch one of the Heifer movies and learn more about Heifer's work.
If people have any questions, they can call 505-831-2063. That's 505-831-2063. And you can also check them out at their website, which is heifer.org. And heifer is spelled H-E-I-F-E-R.org. I want to give both of you the opportunity to tell people your experience with public radio and why they should call right now, 428-1393.
Well, Mary Charlotte, being in a nonprofit organization, working in that, it's all working with Heifer. It's all about community, and public radio is certainly about community. The local aspect and opportunity to call into your radio to support your local community is important. And through public radio, you get to come and you get to hear and have your voice heard, and that's important. And with Heifer International, we are the voice for many who do not have that opportunity. So if you have the opportunity to have a public radio station in your community, it's a wonderful, great thing to have, because many others don't.
428-1393 is the number, and thank you for saying that so eloquently, because it is true. Public radio is a gift. It doesn't come for free, however. You have to actually contribute, you have to actually support it, and the way you do that is by calling 428-1393. Do we have a report from the control room?
You bet we do, Mary Charlotte. Heifer International,
yes.
Thank you very much.
They made a contribution. Oh, I know who that is, the person sitting at the next table. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh. Tyler Taylor. H.
That's
Tyler
a
Taylor.
Great name.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And Bob Weeks.
Thank you.
And Mitty. Mitty, thank you very much for calling the Radio Cafe this morning.
And keep the phones ringing off the hook. And I also want to thank Kim Freeman, who has been sitting quietly by, who is a wonderful veterinarian and wonderful volunteer for Heifer International. I want to thank Maria Franco Tapia and Brad Nelson from Heifer International. And have a wonderful fair this weekend.
Thank you so much.
And once again, people can call Heifer. They can go to the website heifer.org, or they can call the telephone number 505-831-2063 to find out more. We're going to take a little break right now.
I have a feeling some ribald humor is just ahead.
Ribald is coming in the form and incarnation of Robert Knott. We'll be right back. I would like now to welcome Robert Knott. He is the associate editor of the Pasa Tiempo, which is the Friday arts magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. And he's here with us today, as he is just about every Friday, speaking of the arts. Welcome, Robert.
Good morning. How is you?
I am okay. You're going to get me to speak bad English.
What do you mean, get you to? You've been doing it for 4 years now.
Don't I speak good English?
Well, I don't understand you half the time. But that's the difference between, shall we say, philosophers and, pedagogues.
Don't use that kind of language on my show.
I thought as much.
428-1393 is the number. We are still in the KSFR Fun Drive, and the reason we're still in the KSFR Fun Drive is that some of you have not yet called. Some of you have not yet paid for a lunch with me and Robert Knott. There's one lunch left, so if somebody would like to go to lunch with the two of us, you can make a contribution to KSFR, I believe of $100, and we will take you to one of Santa Fe's finest restaurants, one of Santa Fe's wonderful, nice restaurants. We've got, I think it's the Zia or the Cowgirl or one of those, they've both kindly given us contributions of a meal. So,
can we go to the Cowgirl at night when there's like a band and there's beer?
No, that would just be you and me.
I see. So we're going lunch. We're going to be nice.
We're going to go to lunch and be nice.
We're not going to act up or be full of antics.
You know, I think, is it like a requirement that you say the word antics?
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but other than that or hijinks, I mean, we got to figure out something.
Hijinks and antics. So what's happening this weekend?
I thought we'd start off by talking about movies, which we sometimes don't do.
I love movies.
The New Mexico Film Expo, local yes. filmmakers playing at the Film Center starting today. At the Jean Cocteau Cinema, actually, It's going all day long.
The New Mexico Film Museum, formerly known as the Juan Cocteau.
You got it. So that's running through Monday. A number of films made by New Mexican filmmakers, some of whom will show in the Santa Fe Film Festival later. Appaloosa, the Ed Harris Western, which I'm looking forward to seeing today. If you like cowboy movies, looks like a nice old-fashioned shoot 'em up. Opens at the Regal Stadium 14. The documentary Battle in Seattle about the 1999 protest against the World Trade Organization in Seattle.
That looks like a good one.
Jonathan Richards gave it 2.5 stars. Pretty good, but not quite. But still, he thinks it's worth seeing. That's at CCA. A very catchy but flawed movie called Blindness, which I saw.
Huh.
It's both a taut thriller and sort of a discussion of how we treat each other as human beings. Kind of an odd mix, but definitely kept me riveted. That's playing at Regal 14. And political comic Bill Maher's religious spoof, so to speak, opens at DeVargas today. Religulous. I haven't read anything about it. I haven't seen it. Don't know what to tell you. And there's a number of other pictures that are popular mainstream films like Lakeview Terrace and House Bunny, which I found mildly amusing, and Righteous Kill still running all over the place. And Flash of Genius opens today with Greg Kinnear as the guy that sued the companies for stealing his windshield wiper patent. How would we be in this world without windshield wipers?
I can't even imagine such a world.
You know, when I was 8 years old, we used to have, like, wrestling magazines that promised all these sorts of things, like x-ray glasses you could pawn.
Did you ever buy those x-ray glasses? I always wanted to.
They're not, it was a double cross. I'm not going to talk about that in the air, but they also...
That means you did. You poor little thing. You spent your allowance.
I bought a lot of things like that in the back of those wrestling magazines. But also, they had glasses with windshield wipers on them. And I bought them, and they were funny, but they were like on it. You had to press a button, and there was a wire. So it wasn't like everybody could see you were doing it.
Yeah.
And I felt like an idiot. I was like 24 at the time, too, so that made it doubly embarrassing.
I guess you got them when you were in the Navy and you wanted to keep your eyes dry.
I was
during your difficult, scary
Air
missions.
Air Force.
Oh, the Air Force.
I know. It's like telling somebody in the Marines that they're in the Army. You don't do that.
Sorry.
It's like telling a Republican they're a Democrat, things like that. Gracias a la vida, Canciones de Violeta Parra. Multimedia production. Jojo Sena de Tarnoff wrote, directs, and plays Parra, the late Chilean artist and musician. This is sort of an offshoot of the Teatro Paraguas production of last year, Gracias a la vida, Las Poetisas Amigas. And it opens Thursday at El Museo Cultural on Paseo de Peralta. Here comes the phone number, 473-0143. I can't wait to start singing Jingle Bells.
Oh, no.
And if you like bikes, I used to own a bicycle. And then
I like bikes.
I got rid of it. Tomorrow at noon, there's going to be sort of a bike art event that starts at the College of Santa Fe's Folkeson Library and ends at the Outdoor Quad, where Denver indie rockers Devochka are going to take the stage as part of the Quad Stock. So you've got a combination of like a bicycle race and Quad Stock over at the college. The race itself, or the bikes, I think is free. But you better call 473-6511 to find out more. Quad Stock costs some money, and that's all day music on the plaza out there at the College of Santa Fe.
Sounds like fun.
Oh boy!
And we got a note from one of our listeners who was listening to the Heifer International interview, and she is a volunteer for the last 8 years, and she gave gifts of rabbits, ducks, and tree seedlings. Last Christmas, the Heifer International is having a fair in Albuquerque, as we discussed just a few minutes ago, at the Manal School on Manal and Broadway in Albuquerque.
I once went to the Santa Fe Rodeo and spent $400 on a black duck. You know, in the auctions? Like, I was outbidding myself.
I'm speechless.
It was ridiculous.
What'd you do with the duck?
I gave it back to the 4-H girls to have. It was like, I kept like raising my hand to beat the other guy, but the other guy had stopped. So the guy was going, 300, 310, 320. Next thing I know, it was $400, and it was me. I double-crossed myself.
You've seen that Groucho Marx routine. Which movie was that in? Where they're competing against themselves.
Well, I forget that, but via duck, via no chicken. Santa Fe Antiquarian Book Fair. Now, what do you know about the word antiquarian?
It's almost like antics.
Don't be ridiculous. Don't you remember that song from the 60s? This is the age of antiquarian. Antiquarian. Anyway.
That's a stretch, but it's a nice stretch.
Well, thank you.
Just like yoga.
I haven't stretched yet this morning. It's 4 to 9 p.m. today, and 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. tomorrow at El Museo Cultural de Santa Fe, which we already discussed with the Gracias a la Vida. 1615B, Paseo de Peralta on the railroad tracks. You can pay a cheaper price to get in both days and see old books, or just pay so much to get in Saturday. 983-0088, Craig Smith wrote about it in today's Pasa Tiempo. You should also pick up the Pasa Tiempo to see Doug Fairfield's review of the Georgia O'Keeffe Show at the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum. It's a really well-written review of Georgia O'Keeffe and the Camera, The Art of Identity, which opens at the museum today. And runs through February 1st, 2009.
So I got a note from, anything else on that?
Just a phone number.
Yes.
946-1000. And if I'm not mistaken, I hope I'm not wrong, I think Friday nights at the O'Keeffe Museum is free.
So tonight at 7 o'clock at Santa Fe Complex, there is a talk titled Greenland's Melting Ice Sheet. And it's about the Greenland Ice Sheet. And what happens if it melts? It's pretty scary stuff. And then on October 7th, lecture at 6:30 titled Swimming Against the Flow, Presidential Debates, Vice Presidents, emails and web pages, claims and counterclaims. This is a workshop for the Santa Fe Complex to look beyond the scripts and see what's really going on in this fall's campaign. And for more info, and it's with journalist Tom Johnson. And these things cost some money, but you can find out more by calling 216-7562.
Pretty cool. Yes, the O'Keeffe is free tonight, 5 to 8 p.m., and they're going to have music with Susan Abad and Lewis Wynn, a jazz duo.
Excellent.
Tonight also is the first Friday Art Walk on West Palace Arts District, which is on West Palace Avenue, which makes sense because it's the West Palace Arts District. It's free. It's from 5 to 8. You can go to the O'Keeffe Museum, which is down there, but you can also go to the Chuck Jones Gallery. We know him from Bugs Bunny and from Grinch, but this is an exhibit of figure studies called Torso.
I love the Grinch.
I like Torso, especially when I see somebody's figures he's studying.
Especially when his heart grows three sizes.
That's because of the little puppy that's helping
him. It's because of the puppy. It's all about the puppy.
I know. The puppy's adorable. When I was 6 years old and saw that for the first time, I was crying. And then when I saw it last year, I was still crying.
I know. I cried once and somebody made fun of me and they weren't my friend after
that. Well,
you
don't tell people that. That's why you don't mention it.
428-1393 is the number for the KSFR Fund Drive, 428-1393. And you can score, if they haven't already, lunch with me and Robert, one of the KSFR tote bags, t-shirts, all sorts of good stuff. But most of all, you can support KSFR and help this show stay on the air and help the marvelous Robert Knott have a place to go on Friday mornings at 8:30.
Yeah, it's a fine thing. I wonder where I'd end up because they don't even open Evangelist till like 10. Just briefly getting back to the West Palace Arts District, Lou Allen Contemporary has a show, new paintings by Gene Arnold. Wadle Galleries has new works by Dave Merrill. Patina has Erosion, Corrosion, and Clay by Polly Whitcomb, and Charlotte Jackson, Peterson Cody, and Manitow Galleries are all taking part as well. So if you feel like walking around down West Palace, go on down and see the West Palace Art Walk, which would include the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum.
And there is an outsider exhibition that the opening is tomorrow at the Santa Fe Institute. It runs through Halloween. It's open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, but the opening reception is tomorrow, Saturday, from 3 to 5 in the afternoon. I love how they do the openings at 3 instead of 5, and they do them on Saturday instead of Friday.
Well, that's good, because by the time you get done, you can go get a drink while you contemplate the art you just saw.
Are you promoting the use of alcohol?
Just for myself. Everybody else is on their own.
Or by drink, do you mean like grape soda?
Well, that's fine. Grape soda was always something I liked as a kid.
But I love grape soda.
Stick to my lips.
Anyway, the Outsider Exhibition is part of the current season Outsider Tourism, Migration, and Exile at the Santa Fe Art Institute, and they've got all sorts of wonderful things going on there, and you can check them out at SFAI, which stands for Santa Fe Art Institute, .org, 424-5050.
And it runs through October. Another exhibit tomorrow, same reception, is Gabe Art Contemporary in the Rail Yard. June Kaneko, Drawings and Dangos, Drawings and Sculpture, actually, reception 3 to 5. They're on 544 South Guadalupe Street. And I have to mention Charlotte Jackson Project Space has Shift, a reception Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4 for Constance Dijon Sculpture. They're at 7511 Mallard Way. I'll give you a phone number in case you haven't got a clue where that is. 989-8688. Now, theater-wise, there's a couple shows. One opening at the College of Santa Fe, Sylvia, strange little comedy by A.R. Gurney about a man that sort of has an affair with his dog instead of his wife.
What?
Well, see the show and see what I'm talking about. There's a story in today's Pasta Tiempo about it, 473-6511. And Theater Grotesco's 12th Night continues up at the Dearborn Hall, Santa Fe Opera, 7 miles north of Santa Fe. It's easy to get up there, 474-8400. Pick up Pasta Tiempo today. You'll see like 6 letters in response to my mixed review of the show last week. So got people talking, and the letters all say it's beautiful, wonderful, so consider that.
Hey, Felines and Friends has sent me a note saying, come and meet some of the special kitties awaiting adoption on Saturday the 4th, that's tomorrow, from 11 to 3. They will be participating in the Companion Animal Alliance adoption event at San Busco Market in the parking lot behind Borders Books. And they're always needing volunteers and kitty litter and food and all that kind of stuff, so you can go to felinesandfriends@yahoo.com or call 316-2281.
Tuesday night at the Lenzic is the Pinon Awards with the Santa Fe Community Foundation honoring 5 Northern New Mexico nonprofits. It's free. I went last year. It was a lot of fun. 6 p.m. at the Lenzic, 988-1234. It's zippy. It's fast. Usually Billy Blair comes on and does some sort of shtick, or may I say antics.
You may say antics.
She's a lovely lady. Also kind of attractive. I was going to say sexy, but I don't want people to say the wrong thing about me.
They already do, Robert. It's too late for that.
On Thursday, Meryl Brockway joins Peter Boll, the artistic director of the Pacific Northwest Ballet.
And I'm going to have Peter Boll on the air.
I knew that. They're going to be talking at 7 o'clock at the Lenzic in anticipation of the Pacific Northwest Ballet performing the following weekend at the Lenzic. 988-123, Craig Smith wrote about it in today's Pasa Tiempo.
You just said 988-123.
988-123. All right.
Add 1, 2, 3, 4.
Of course, everybody can do the math. Even a little 3-year-old knows how to add up. What do you want me to do? I have to.
Well, you have to say the last digit of the phone number.
That's all right.
Hey, go ahead.
What do you mean, go ahead?
No, you go.
I'm waiting for you to speak.
Oh, okay. Chergilchin, Master Throat Singers from Tuva, Saturday,
yes.
October 4th. That's tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Throat singing is a form in which one singer produces two or more voices at the same time, harmonizing with themselves. You can buy tickets in advance or at the door, and it's at Body of Santa Fe. Body is at 333 Cordova Road, almost across the street from the Santa Fe Baking Company, 986-0362.
That's like a person with two personalities that can sing two voices.
That's true.
It's amazing. Okay. I was going to mention for once, which we don't often talk about here on this show.
Not so fast.
Uh-oh.
Got
Who's
a couple
that?
Of thank yous.
Yay!
Number one, first thing on my list here is somebody wants to have lunch with you two.
Yay!
I find that quite remarkable. Joan McCarlin.
Thanks a lot.
I find it remarkably wonderful.
Oh, okay.
Joan, that was quick, wasn't it? And Joan McCarlin, thank you very much, Joan.
Thank you.
Lunch with Mary Charlotte and
Yay.
Robert Knott. And Jack Lehman. Jack, thanks for calling
thank
this
you,
morning.
Thank you, Jack.
14 minutes to go, and
let's get another 10 calls in the next 14 minutes. One
that
per
would be
minute.
Slow.
428-1393. Keep Santa Fe Public Radio on the air. Are we almost done with this fun drive? Are we what? 2/3? 3/4?
No, we're 3/4. We're more than 3/4. However,
4/5.
On the one? No, we're not
4/5. 5/6.
No, we're not. No,
6/7.
No, I said no.
Okay.
So the question is, will we go into next week? And I hope we don't.
I hope so,
but
too.
It's, I know you do. But it's possible we will, unless people pony up and help us out now. It is Friday, after all. I don't want to go into next week either, but we may have to. It's up to your audience.
Pony up, ladies and gentlemen, by calling 428-1393.
I don't even know what that means. Do you know what that means?
I don't know, but it has a pony in it, so it's kind of cute.
Okay.
428-1393.
It doesn't have a puppy in it.
I know. Puppy up. Ladies and gentlemen, puppy up and call 428-1393.
Well, it's like feed the kitty in poker. Feed the kitty.
There you go.
So pony up, feed the kitty.
That's right.
A dog's life.
Animal metaphors abounding here on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe with Robert Knott. Voter registration is currently going on in Santa Fe County, and the deadline to register is October 7th, which is Tuesday. Voter registration is simple, takes less than 5 minutes. You can register at many locations, such as the Santa Fe County Clerk's Office, the Public Library, the Motor Vehicle Division, Santa Fe Community College, the Farmers Market, and many additional sites. You can call the County Clerk's Office at 986-6280 to find out more information. You can register to vote at the Obama for Change campaign at 720 St. Michael's Drive in the Smith Shopping Center near Chow's Chinese Restaurant. And it is very important, ladies and gentlemen, that you, and I'm not endorsing any candidate by saying that, I'm just reading what they sent me, because they are doing voter registration drives over there.
Wasn't that a fun debate last night?
That was just a barrel of fun. It was more fun than a barrel of monkeys.
Mm-hmm.
428-1393. Yeah, why look back? Let's look forward. That's what I say.
Me too. I hate looking back. There's usually somebody pursuing me. Let's say you
got some kids and you want to go to Santa Fe.
Depends on who's chasing me. Let's say you want to go to the, you want something to do with your kids after school. The Santa Fe Public Library Southside Branch on Jaguar Drive has an after-school science workshop called Mars Inside and Out. This is a program put together by the National Lunar and Planetary Institute for kids age 8 to 13. Librarian Lydia Wren runs it from 4:30 to 5:30 on Tuesdays through November 4th. There's no charge. You want to find out more about it? Call them up, 955-2828. Meanwhile, we all know the Santa Fe Children's Museum on Old Pecos Trail is going bug crazy. They've got an exhibit of roughly 2,500 rare insects called Bugs from the private collection of Ollie Greer. I wonder what that guy's doing with all those bugs.
Oh, that's we had him on the air. I mean, that is a great, a superb bug collection.
Well,
ladies and gentlemen, children from ages whatever, zero and up, should definitely check this out. Because
how could a baby of zero go to the show?
Well, then their mother takes them, or their father takes them in their arms and says, "Look, Junior, at these bugs."
Oh, now you're giving them dialogue. They got to spout to the kids. This is a fine thing.
It is a fine thing. The bugs are really, really, really cool.
Having said that, they have a number of activities tied up with this, like making insect masks from today, 2:30 to 4:30. Also, you can make stuffed insects over there on Thursday, 2:30 to 4:30.
Stuffed with, like, Parmesan cheese stuffing, and then you eat them?
You have to go find out at the Children's Museum. And they also have make snakes out of bottle caps. That's tomorrow, 10 to noon. At the Children's Museum. A lot of fun. Take your kid over there. And if you don't have a kid, go by yourself.
Hey, the Round Mountain Band is playing a benefit for Turquoise Trail Elementary School at the Santa Fe Brewing Company on Saturday night. That's tomorrow at 6:30. And the admission benefits the Turquoise Trail Elementary Charter School Music Program. For more information, can I just say the phone number for a second without musical accompaniment? 930-1194. Okay, go.
No, I don't want to say anything.
No, you sing. You do your banjo invitation. It's cute.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
There's a lot of museums around town, and sometimes we think not to go to them, probably because they're museums. But nonetheless, there's some interesting exhibits you should consider going to see. For example, the Wheelwright Museum of the American Indian on Museum Hill has playing cards of the Apaches and From the Railroad to Route 66, the Native American Curio Trade of New Mexico. Really interesting exhibit that runs through April. There's no charge on Sundays up there, by the way. It's at 704 Camino Lejo. I should mention that the New Mexico Museum of Art still has Paper Trail, How the West is Won, photographs, prints, and drawings. And the Gustav Bauman Santa Fe Legend, that's a permanent collection of marionettes and woodcuts and furniture. And the Palace of the Governors has, among other things, the Palace Press, which is an exhibition of 19th and 20th century printing equipment and techniques. They also have Old Spanish Trail, Conduit of Change, illustrated wall panels and artifacts about the Old Spanish Trail raid. It's autumn. It's a good time to go to some of the museums in town. You can open up the Paso Tiempo to page 73, see all the listings, which we hope are accurate. Call us up if they're not. We have the time, we have the place, we have the price, and for Sundays, quite often, New Mexico residents free.
Mark Twain said that nobody can be completely honest until death, and the docudrama The Report of My Death takes him at his word, with the dead writer saying everything he wants. The show haunts Madrid's Mineshaft Tavern for three performances, and the Broadway-credited actor Michael Graves portrays Samuel Clemens. So it's October 4th, 5th, and 6th at 3 o'clock.
Wait a minute. He plays Samuel Clemens. Where's Mark Twain?
Surely you jest.
No.
Mark Twain is the pen name for Samuel Clemens.
No wonder the guy wasn't truthful. He went by two names. Probably had two spouses and two different bank accounts, stuff like that. He was truthful after death. What'd he do? Get a medium? Did he get John Edwards, that medium guy on TV, to go talk to him? Find out he was finally telling the truth?
What are you talking about? This is just...
You started out by saying nobody tells the truth until they're dead.
Oh. Yeah, well, anyway, this is all happening at the Mineshaft Tavern in Madrid. So if you want to take a little trip down to Madrid, You can do it, and it's fun. It's fun to go down to Madrid.
I believe you.
We have listeners in Madrid.
I think that's great, and you should go to Madrid, and you should go to the Mein Chef Tavern, and you should have a drink there, and then go see the show if you want. I didn't realize that was happening in Madrid.
Well, now you know. This is why we have this program in the first place. Hey, is there a phone number? Yes, for more information.
473-0743.
Okay, thank you.
3 o'clock Saturday through Monday. Saturday, Sunday. Okay, good. Next weekend, too. There's various art shows opening this weekend, and I'll run through three or four of them. Canyon Road Fine Art at 621 has Joseph Perez's paintings. Canyon Road Contemporary Art at 403 Canyon Road has paintings by Jonathan Harris. Box Gallery has Intersection, sculpture by Jack Slentz. Reception 5 to 7 tonight. They're over at 1611A Paseo de Peralta.
How about Meow Wolf, the reopening
show? Meow
Wolf
is reopening. Go right ahead. Take it away.
Friday, that's tonight at 7 o'clock at 1800 2nd Street on the corner of Hopewell and 2nd Street. Donation requested. And then it's featuring Prolly, Zach Malouf, and Flamingo Pink.
That's pretty cool. The cover story in today's Passatiempo is the Monroe Gallery Photography Exhibition of Stephen Wilkes, China Photos, reception 5 to 7 through November 23rd. Doug Fairfield wrote about it. Looks like a fascinating exhibit from a guy that spent 2 or 3 years in China, watching them grow and thinking that they are going to become the story, the power in the world within a couple of decades. Take a look at it. What else? Turner Carroll has Gallery Artists to Watch from Mexico, reception 5 to 7 p.m. And Ventana has an annual two-person exhibit, paintings by Lynn Windsor and Barry McQuan, M-C-C-U-A-N, reception 5 to 7. What's interesting, if you want to go to a lecture today around 3 o'clock, you have nothing to do while you're waiting for your unemployment check to kick in, you can go see Frank Pagano's lecture, The Triumph of Self. That fascinates me. It's at the Junior Common Room, Peterson Student Center, St. John's College, free. St. John's College is up on Camino de Cruz Blanca, 984-6056. You can get the bus from downtown. You can drive up there. It's a nice college. You just go wander around there.
Hey, did you talk about the Santa Fe Concert Association Spanish Flair program tonight at the Lensic?
I did not. Take it away.
So, Compañía Flamenco José Porcel, including a company of 25 musicians. It's at 7:30 tonight at the Lensic, 988-1234, and it's the Santa Fe Concert Association.
That's pretty good. What time is it?
It is 8:56. We only have a couple of minutes left until the end of our program, and we hope that we've gotten those 10 calls because it is very important that KSFR stay on the air, and the way we do it is through listener funding, and the way we do it is through you. And for those of you who have not yet called, I can't imagine that there's anybody who hasn't yet called, but there are those few who listen to the show and like it but haven't made the connection that they themselves are the ones who keep it on the air with their contribution of $5 or $50 or $500 or any multiple of five. Actually, it doesn't even have to be a multiple of five. You can give your contribution in a prime number. You can give, let's say, $47.
That's pretty prime to me.
That's pretty
prime. I could get a prime rib with that.
Yeah, it's so true. So, 428-1393, I'm going to say it slowly, 428-1393 is the number to call, or from out of area, 1-866-907-5737. That's 866-907-KSFR. Yes, Dal?
Some people are wondering whether or not there are any more lunches available with you and Robert.
Well, I don't know. It depends on where they plan to take us and what they plan to do.
Okay. Thank you, Sloan Cunningham.
Yeah, we could do something.
Yeah, let's do one more.
Okay, one more lunch available. That would be so nice.
Yeah.
With Robert and Mary Charlotte at the restaurant of your choice.
Hot dog stand down there in the plaza.
Of your choice.
Charlie's.
We will. Location to be discussed.
Yes, right.
428-1393. Thank you. We're glad that people want to have lunch because I like having lunch.
I know you do. And Tammy McClellan. Thank you, Tammy.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Tammy.
428-1393. Tammy. We hope that people are calling.
Tammy,
we hope they're ringing the phones.
Where are you thinking of going for lunch?
You know, I think that's a personal question, Dal.
Yeah, well, so?
He's going to pull up a chair and join us. That's why I want another lunch. He's the guy buying it.
We wish that he were here, 428-1390. We wish Dal Dierman.
Right there. I know.
We miss him because I'm down at the Santa Fe Baking Company, and he's at KSFR, which is at the Santa Fe Community
Control
College.
Control Central.
Control Room, Control Central, Fundraising Central. This is what we do twice a year. We got to do it to stay on the air. We like it. It's fun. 428-1393. Robert Knott is the associate editor of the Pasa Tiempo, which is the Friday arts magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. He's sitting here humming and batting his eyelashes.
He's one sweet guy.
And speaking of the arts, we are delighted to have him on the radio just about every Friday.
And we're delighted with Tammy's donation, which is why I'm humming Tammy.
Ah.
Tammy, oh Tammy, Tammy gave go.
Who played Tammy?
Debbie Reynolds and then some other people like Sandra Dee and all that.
See, I knew you missed me.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. KSFR streams live on the web at ksfr.org. You can email me at radiocafe@ksfr.org or leave a message at 428-1528. We're podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show anytime you want to listen, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services, and you can also subscribe to the show on iTunes. Thanks to Laurel Reynolds for engineering today. Thanks to Dal Dierman, general manager. Thanks to our many phone volunteers. Producer volunteers, volunteer producers, and staff and board and listeners to KSFR, and most of all to Robert Knott, whose singing voice makes our week. Broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company, my name is Mary Charlotte. Stay tuned for Jazz a la Carta after the BBC and local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And don't forget, 428-1393 is the number of the KSFR fund drive. And Robert Knott, you're just the cutest little thing.
I wish you knew that I knew what I was thinking of, cause Tammy, oh Tammy, Tammy's in love. Adios.
Hasta la vista. Ciao.
Oh.